Protest organizer Bradley Angel is director of Green Action for Health and Environmental Justice. He says Stericycle's incinerator is a direct threat to the health of the families in the neighborhood.
There's a wide range of hazardous air pollutants that are emitted routinely and supposedly legally under the state permit. The one of most concern is what's called dioxin, and it's been linked to profound ill health effects, including cancer, reproductive, developmental, immune, hormonal problems, endocrine disruption. So it is a profoundly toxic chemical.
In May this year, the State Division of Air Quality issued a notice of violation, finding that Stericycle was emitting 400 times the amount of dioxin permitted. The DAQ has also accused the company of manipulating emissions tests. Stericycle informed the state 2 weeks ago that they've updated their equipment, bringing the incinerator into compliance. DAQ Director Bryce Bird says the company needs to come up with a plan to ensure the state and the public that they can meet emission standards at all times.
Our first priority is compliance, you know, making sure that the company is operating within its requirements. And if it's not, then we have the ability to put them on notice that they're not. We have the ability to collect penalties and provide a strong deterrent from future exceedances of those standards. And that's the process that we're in the middle of right now.
Air quality officials have granted Stericycle an extension until the end of this month to decide if the company will try to fight the state's allegations before penalties are assessed. Protesters say the state is not doing enough to protect public health, and they will not feel safe until the incinerator is shut down. Officials from Stericycle did not respond to a request for comment. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.